As he prepares to speak about his own accomplishments, he takes care to correct himself beforehand. He doesn't only do this once or twice, despite the subject matter and his previous words being enough to excuse him. After all, he remembers sins that God chose to forget and continuously said that he was unworthy of even being called an apostle. It is clear even to the most unthinking that he is not going to boast for his ego's sake now. If he had to say something surprising, it would severely damage his reputation to speak highly of himself, and most people would find it off-putting. Yet, he didn't let these concerns stop him. His only focus was the salvation of his listeners. To prevent any misunderstanding, he used strong disclaimers before saying positive things about himself so as not to mistake him for someone with an inflated ego. He says, "I wish you all would tolerate me when I exhibit some foolishness, or rather, indeed you do tolerate me." Do you see his wisdom? When he says, "I wish," he gives them the choice, but when he insists, he shows great confidence in their affection and declares both his love and their returned love to him. He goes beyond simply expressing love. He demands their patience with him, even when he acts like a fool out of an ardent, passionate love. That's why he adds, "For I am consumed with a godly jealousy." He doesn't say, "For I love you," but uses a stronger term. Indeed, the souls that are jealous burn intensely for the ones they love, and such jealousy can only stem from a strong affection. And to avoid them thinking that he desires their affection for power, honor, wealth, or any other reason, he reinforces that his jealousy is godly. He uses this term to mean that God is portrayed as jealous, not in the sense of having a strong desire, as God does not feel emotions, but to convey that God does everything for those he loves, not to benefit himself, but to save them. Unlike men, jealousy among humans usually arises from wanting to protect their peace of mind, not necessarily because their loved ones are being disgraced, but rather to avoid those who love them from getting hurt or outshone in their favor or feeling inferior in the affections of the beloved. However, this is not his case. He says, "I care not about being less appreciated. What matters to me is seeing you untainted. For such is God's jealousy, as is mine as well, both intense and pure." Then there's also this necessary reason.